let me share a secret, a most enchanting tale. Come, follow me, and I'll let you see the magic of Fairy Dwell.
Dear listeners, welcome to a new episode of Fairy Dwell. It's summer, so maybe you're listening on your way to a holiday destination or while relaxing on the beach or at the cozy campsite. Wherever you are, I'm glad you've joined. This month, I'll be sharing a very special tale, a comforting fairy tale, full of hope and solace, a story to soothe the heart, The Seven Candles. Please make sure to subscribe so you won't miss any of the magic still to come. And, as always, you can find all previous tales and their illustrations at fairydwell.com. One day, long ago, a captain said to his wife, "My darling wife, tomorrow I set sail. It's going to be a long voyage across the seven seas, and not without danger. Promise me that after I leave, you will light seven candles, one for every ocean I will sail. If all the candles are still burning before the sun sets, I will return safely." His wife slept poorly that night. The prospect of missing her beloved husband for so long made it impossible for her to sleep. So their farewell the next morning was laden with sorrow, and the woman stayed on the quay waving until her husband's ship disappeared beyond the horizon. She immediately hurried home and lit seven candles, which she placed in front of the window. Sitting in her chair, she stared into the flames with a heavy heart, hoping that her husband would return soon. But her sleepless night took its toll, and in an unguarded moment, the woman fell asleep. Hours later, she woke suddenly to feel the wind blowing in her face. A window had blown open, and to her horror, she saw that the wind had extinguished one of the candles. She quickly closed the window, grabbed the candle, and ran to the fireplace. With a pained expression on her face, she held the candle to the flames. The fire burned her hands, but it did not ignite the candle. No matter what she tried, the candle remained unlit. As she watched the sun vanish beyond the horizon, she heard her husband's voice in her head. "If all the candles are still burning before the sun sets, I will return safely." The woman let out a scream and ran outside in panic, onto the quay, towards the water, where she cried out her husband's name into the wind with tears in her eyes. Day after day, night after night, the woman stood on the quay, the extinguished candle in her hand, and with an anxious gaze fixed on the horizon. The inhabitants of Fairy Dwell watched her in amazement. What was she doing there, And why did she always have that candle in her hands? Was she worried? But her husband was an experienced captain. Surely he would return. Why would she doubt that? Yet, as time passed, people became increasingly concerned. Even when someone asked her about it, she remained silent and stared into the distance through her tears. After a while, they just let it go. A long year passed. While the woman stood on the quay again on a rainy evening and softly whispered her husband's name, she suddenly felt a hand on her shoulder. Startled, she looked around. She couldn't believe her eyes. Her husband was standing right in front of her. She passionately threw her arms around him. "Oh, my dearest treasure, I missed you so much. I feel so terrible that I let this candle go out. I was so afraid that something would happen to you because of that. But thankfully, you're back. You're back again." The captain gently wiped the wet hair from her face. "Yes, my sweet love, I'm back. But not for long. You know, our ship ran aground on a sandbank in the first week, and a devastating storm destroyed it in a single night. The cargo has been lost, and the crew has drowned. Your love and loyalty are the only reason I am allowed to be here for a little while. And I'm not here without reason. I would like to ask you to come with me to another place, where it is more beautiful and better, where there are no more goodbyes, and where you and I can be together forever. I would like to ask you to take my hand and accompany me. But know that it will no longer be possible to return here. So I'd understand if you'd prefer to stay." The woman remained silent and stared into his eyes for a long time. The candle slipped from her hand and fell to the ground. The next evening, the quay was empty. The woman was nowhere to be found, and no one answered at her house either. But her candle was found on the quay, and it was still burning. Strangely, neither the wind nor the rain seemed to affect it. Carefully, they placed the candle in front of the door of the house where the woman and the captain had lived for many years. There it burned all night, and the next day, and the day after that. The candle continued to burn, through rain and wind, through all the storms, right up until this day. Though time itself may prey upon every farewell, not all things pass away. Some bonds, even time itself, can never sever. You have them, and you hold them forever.
And that's it for this episode. Each month, a new fairy tale will be available in your favorite podcast app and on fairydwale.com. Fairy Dwell is a podcast by Oscar Koning. Thanks for listening, and until next time.